This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man ihtada bihudahu wa ba'd. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless every single one of us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us every form of goodness. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters, and dearest listeners, as we are all aware, every time the month of Ramadan sets in, we are told that the first 10 nights are the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second 10 are connected to forgiveness, and the third are connected to freedom from the fire. So, seeing that we have moved into the nights of forgiveness, inshallah, tonight we will look at the issue of forgiveness and repentance in the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who can turn to Him, and to make us from those who will be forgiven, if not tonight, then every single night, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and acceptance to repent to Him on a daily basis. What is very interesting and very important is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this instruction was for the messenger himself, who was sinless. He did not have any sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Istaghfirillah. Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wastaghfirillah. Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Addressing someone who had no sin at all. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek forgiveness between 70 to 100 times every single day. At times even more than that. And yet he did not need that. It was only elevation in his status every time he sought repentance. We lose nothing to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, with us sometimes we are guilty of letting days pass without seeking forgiveness. Letting weeks pass, letting months pass, and sometimes even the whole year passes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not need that forgiveness, sought it in order to elevate his status, then with us who need it, surely if we follow his path, we will definitely be from amongst those, definitely from amongst those whom Allah's mercy will descend upon. And this is why the issue of forgiveness and the issue of mercy is very closely connected. Whenever we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are starting something, when we are doing something, we need to say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we connect it with certain words. Listen to what we say. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most beneficent, most merciful. Most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. Why is it that Allah taught us to declare His mercy before anything else? If He wanted, He could have said, say in the name of Allah, the one whose punishment is extremely severe. He could have said that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand that we as human beings should be rotating around the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. And we should constantly be seeking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also why the opening verses of the Quran, the verses that we read in every rak'ah of salah of Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to declare the names of His which are full of mercy. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Subhanallah. We repeat it so many times. And now if we take a look at the declaration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to declare, and all the other messengers were asked to declare the same thing, we would understand the mercy of Allah. We would be so hopeful in that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to what he says in Surah Al-Hijr. نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Inform all my worshippers that I am the most beneficent, the most merciful. Or I am the most forgiving, the most merciful. Subhanallah. So it was broadcast to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. Now sometimes people might then decide, you know what, he is very forgiving. Let me do what I want. Then I'll say, Ya Allah forgive me, Ya Allah forgive me. He is most forgiving, he will forgive me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equates and balances the statement. He continues to say, inform them that I am most forgiving, most merciful. But let them know, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. And let them know that my punishment is very painful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never punish us. But that is the declaration. And let's listen to another declaration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha,
وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى.
And I am indeed most forgiving. The term ghafoor is different from the term ghaffar. Ghaffar is one who is the most forgiving, who forgives so often. Subhanallah. Allah says, I forgive so often the one who returns to me, the one who turns back to me, subhanallah, and then does good deeds, and then is rightly guided. Allah says, I forgive. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah stretches his hand of forgiveness to forgive those, meaning during the day to forgive those who've erred during the night. And he stretches the same hand of forgiveness during the night to forgive those who have erred during the day or who have sinned during the day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretches that hand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from his mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of his promise in Surah Al-Baqarah. He says, Shaytan has a promise, and I have a promise, and it is up to you to follow the promise. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely, definitely something that we need to be joyful about, because it is the Creator. He is telling us,
الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ.
Shaytan is promising you that you are going to become poor, and so he orders you to engage in immorality. Or he makes it seem to you that you are going to become poor, so he orders you to engage in immorality.
وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا.
And Allah promises you forgiveness, and Allah promises you virtue. Allah promises you that He will give you all forms of goodness, and He promises you every form of forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Then in another verse, Allah says, and in many places in the Quran, one is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Allah has promised those who believe and do good deeds that for them will be forgiveness and a grand reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that reward. So Allah calls out. Allah is calling us towards something. What does He call us towards? Listen to what Allah says.
وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ.
Allah calls towards paradise. When Allah's commands and instructions come out, they are actually pulling us and luring us and dragging us towards paradise if we are to follow them. And Allah says, and He is inviting us towards forgiveness, but we need to turn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive the one who doesn't want to turn. He only forgives those who want to turn and who have turned. May He grant us a turning point in our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim,
يَدْعُوكُمْ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى.
It is Allah who calls you towards forgiveness. In fact, even the messengers have called us towards seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have been told that Allah will grant us respite up to a fixed time. After that time, there will be no forgiveness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبِلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرُ. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah accepts the forgiveness of a worshipper for as long as they have not got to the point of gharghara. Gharghara is when the soul is departing from the body and now it has left most of the body, you can still seek forgiveness. When it gets to a point where it is now battling to come out of the throat, and that is a point known as gharghara, right at the throat. At that last point, no more. You cannot seek forgiveness anymore. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a turning point. And we ask Him to forgive us before we die. And we ask Him to make the last words as we are leaving this world, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the narration says, if you utter those words as your final words, Allah will grant you paradise without reckoning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how merciful He is that He will never hold against us that which we have done out of forgetfulness. That which we have done out of forgetfulness, complete error. We did something out of error. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will not hold it against you.
رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا.
O our Rabb, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not hold against us where we have forgotten or where we have erred. Out of error, complete error, oblivion, not something intentional. When a person commits a sin intentionally, now they are battling with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They need to engage in tawbah and repentance and forgiveness. But with us, we normally say, وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ بِهِ. O Allah, I seek forgiveness for that which I don't even know. You know. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَتَجَاوَزْ عَمَّا تَعْلَمْ. O Allah, forgive and have mercy. Forgive us and have mercy on us. And overlook that which you know. إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا لَا نَعْلَمْ. You know that which we don't even know. Sometimes we commit a sin without realizing we've committed a sin. It's important we seek forgiveness for those sins as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about forgetfulness. And He speaks about a person who has erred. And this ayah of the Quran, this verse of the Quran is in the form of a dua. But Allah says, and this is mentioned in the books of tafsir, after that dua is mentioned in the Quran, that I have done that for you. No problem. I have done it for you. Consider it done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of His mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to seek forgiveness. Listen to what He says. He says, and this verse or these type of verses appear in many surahs. Let's mention just a few. In Surah An-Nur, Allah says,
وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
Seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness and turn and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who believe, so that you can achieve success. So if you want success in your business, you need to constantly engage in istighfar. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we've erred. Ya Allah, forgive us. You will find barakah even in your business. You want good health? Seek forgiveness. You want a happy home? Seek forgiveness. You want happiness in the akhirah? Seek forgiveness. Allah will grant it to you. And there are verses to prove that. Let's continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah,
أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Are they not going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness when indeed Allah is most forgiving, most merciful? Which means, let us turn to Allah. When Allah asks us a question that are you not going to do this or are they not going to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn a lesson from that question. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us from that. And Allah says in Surah At-Tahrim,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا.
O you who believe, return to Allah a genuine returning. When you return to the path and the right path and you go back to Allah in forgiveness, then you should do so genuinely so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Then Allah says, I have prescribed upon myself something. You know, Allah prescribes upon us salah, He prescribes upon us zakah, He prescribes upon us fasting, kutiba alaykumus siyamu, and so on. But here Allah says,
كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ
Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I prescribe upon myself mercy. That's one thing Allah says. Allahu Akbar. And this is why it is important we never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He actually tells us that He has written upon Himself that He will have mercy. It is His obligation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory upon Himself. No one asked Him to do that. He says it Himself. I dictate upon myself mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from that mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how important it is to make haste when it comes to seeking forgiveness. You know, Allah gives us a chance. He gives us one chance, He gives us another chance to turn to Him. And He gives us many chances and He waits. The punishment hangs on our head. When we seek forgiveness, the punishment is averted and diverted. But when we do not seek forgiveness, then the punishment may overtake us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in many verses of the Quran to make haste when it comes to seeking forgiveness. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar.
وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ
Seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Him before it is too late, and then you will not be assisted. And what is too late? Two or three things are too late. One is, when the punishment overtakes you, is that what we are waiting for? Are we waiting for the day that we see the punishment, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, by that time it will be too late. Another, are we waiting for the day we die, and then we turn? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes people who do that. And Allah says, regarding the oppressor in Surah Al-Mu'minun,
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا
Allah says, an oppressor at the point of death will say, oh Allah, send me back so that I can do good deeds. Allah says, nay, we will never send you back. It's too late. We warned you. Didn't we send warners to you?
أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ
Didn't we give you enough life? Didn't we give you enough intellect, enough life, enough time for those who would like to take heed, to have taken heed? And didn't the warner come to you? Whether that warner is actually in the form of an individual or in the form of a verse of the Quran or a CD or a radio program or what have you, or sometimes a book, whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends warners. In this particular verse, the Mufassireen speak of grey hairs. And they say, the minute you start seeing grey hairs, you must know that you are close to your grave now. Allahu Akbar. You know, some youngsters get grey hairs at the age of 18 and even earlier. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us conscious of the grey hairs. And some, subhanallah, grow to 40 and 50 and still don't have a grey hair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us turning even without those grey hairs. Because definitely, there are warners. There are warners who have come to us. And when we age, do you know that when your bones start aching, it's a warner from Allah. When your heart starts failing, it's a warner from Allah. When your health fails you, it's a warner from Allah. Allah is warning you to say, hey, you're coming back to us just now. Just seek forgiveness quickly, it's better for you. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that. And sometimes we have a cough and we don't realize we are having bottle after bottle of cough mixture. And we are having this and that remedy, not realizing it's a warner to say Allah is in control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us shifa. And may He take us away in a condition that He is most pleased with us. May He take us away in the best of our days. And may He grant us a good death. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that to us, that we need to turn. In fact, in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah says,
سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعْرُضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to compete in anything, then you must compete with one another when it comes to earning paradise. You must compete with one another when it comes to seeking forgiveness. You must compete with one another when it comes to turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the competition. Not that you compete in wealth. That man has earned so much, I'm going to show him, I'm going to extend my shop and let him burn. Because he's across the road, when he sees that I've got a business which is now growing, at least he can burn inside. Wallahi, we did not achieve heaven through that. We did not achieve anything. Sustenance is in the hands of Allah, we've spoken about that. So why then don't we compete for Jannah? You know something very strange, and this is a point we all need to remember. Imagine if someone had to tell you, listen, what is your salary? And you say, look, my salary is 5,000 rands a month. Okay, I want to give you a house. The best house in this whole area. And you can pay me 500 rands a month for a period of 10 years. What will you do? You'll say, no, excellent, brilliant, come, let's take it, mashallah. And you will begin to pay. If they told you, you need to pay on time. If you delay, we're going to take the house back. You will make sure you are there before time with the payment and you pay it. Correct? Because you don't want to lose a house. Sometimes before those 10 years, you might die. Is that correct? Then what will happen? Whether your children get that house or not, only Allah knows. Whether they are fighting for the house or not, only Allah knows. But you yourself, did that house help you in any way? Yet you were so regular every month to pay on time or every week or whenever it was to be there even ahead of schedule, smile, thank the man as much as you can and really then go back, and yet you didn't make any use of the house. No point. Okay, let's take the other scenario. Okay, you did get the house, mashallah. You were ready to make such payments that you could pay for that house. Allah tells you, I have a house that you will definitely need. That is the house in Jannah, paradise. You know what Allah says in this verse in Surah Al-Hadid? Allah says, the size of one man's Jannah is bigger than the whole earth and the skies and everything put together for one man. Allahu Akbar. So now, forget about one house in the middle of woodlands or in Rondebosch or what have you. Forget about the one house. We need to ask ourselves how hypocritical we are. That for something related to the dunya, we are ready to make payments, to thank the man, to be there on time. Allah tells us, you need to make a payment. That payment is 5 salah a day. Just come on time. Allahu Akbar. Yet, we find ourselves snoring. And that palace in there, in Jannah, the bricks are made of gold. You know, the brothers are telling me, why don't we speak about Jannah one of the days? First, we need to know how to get there. Then we'll talk about it, inshallah. What's the point of speaking about Jannah when ourselves, we are heading in the other direction? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So it is important that we realize that with us, we have this weakness where when it comes to something in front of us, we are quick to make the deal, to strike the deal, to thank the individual, to be there on time. And when it comes to Allah, we can't even spend a maximum of 25 minutes a day if it took you 5 minutes for each salah. Allahu Akbar. We can't. We are too stingy with our own time for the one who gave us the time. Then what do we expect? Do we want goodness in the dunya? Allah says no. That is why Allah says, if you want to compete with one another, what you need to compete with, or what you need to compete about, is actually getting into heaven, earning the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Beautiful verses of the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it is important when you are seeking forgiveness, that you admit your sin. You can't say, Ya Allah, you know, I did this, but I had to do it, you know, what could I do now, you know? You can't say that. You have to say, Ya Allah, I have done wrong, I admit my fault, I will not do it again, I seek your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Once you say that, you are completely forgiven. In fact, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, it brings tears to the eyes. It brings tears to the eyes, tears of hope. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who has sought forgiveness even once from sins is equivalent to the one who has never ever committed sins before. Subhanallah. So one time, if you were to say, Astaghfirullah, Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness. I did wrong. I did this. I did that in my life. I did this in my life. I did that. Ya Allah, I am turning. I am now old. Or even if you are not old, I am whatever my age is, I have realized. Ya Allah, I want to turn to you. Ya Allah, you are the one. Allah says, my worshipper, I love you. I was waiting for this day, my worshipper. Go, you are as clean as the day you were born. Start a new leaf. Allahu Akbar. And that's what happens when you say it once, just once. And remember, in Islam, there is no confession of sins to the priest or to the rabbi or to the reverend or to the archbishop. Nothing at all. They could probably be greater sinners than yourselves. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about. Don't ever use a medium to get to Allah when it comes to seeking forgiveness. That is something Allah controls. No one else controls. Develop a link with your own creator. He loves you. That's why he created you. Allahu Akbar. And he is waiting for you. He wants you to use your intellect to arrive at him, to get straight to him. And this is why the hadith says, whoever seeks forgiveness to Allah, Allah forgives them immediately. Man taba, taba Allahu alayhim. Whoever turns to Allah, Allah will accept that returning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us return. When we confess only to the one who created us. Our sins are secrets between ourselves and our own creator. At the time of the night, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah is speaking of the quality of the good believers, the true believers. Allah says, at the time of suhoor, which means at that early hours of the morning, the time of tahajjud, at that darkest corners of the night, they are standing and seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you are in your bed, quietly in the darkness. You raise your hands and say, oh my creator, I am your worshipper. Do you know at the last third of the night, the hadith says, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ حِينَ يَبْقَى ثُلُثُ اللَّيْلِ الْأَخِيرِ فَيَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ وَهَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ سُؤْلَهُ The hadith says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heavens when one third of the night is remaining. And he calls out every single night, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I can forgive him? Is there anyone repenting to me that I can forgive them and accept the repentance? Is there anyone asking me anything so that I can give them? And what are we doing at that time of the night? Sadly, we are snoring. May Allah protect us. We are snoring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But a winner is the one who sets his or her clock. Nobody said it's a condition to read tahajjud. No. Set your clock for that hour. You know Allah is calling. It is a hadith which there is no doubt about. So Allah is calling. When you set your clock, it rings. Switch it off. And whilst you are lying down in your bed, you can still say, Ya Allah, I know you are calling. I am the one. I am a worshipper, Ya Allah. Forgive me. Allah will tell you immediately, my worshipper, you are forgiven. Subhanallah. There we are. Ya Allah, I committed this sin. Ya Allah, I did that in my life. I did this. I am not proud of what I did. Ya Allah, you are my creator. I'm going to return to you. You are the owner of good and bad. Ya Allah, grant me goodness and protect me from bad. Ya Allah, forgive me. I will not do it again. Subhanallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those, especially during the month of Ramadan. We can get up for food to keep our stomachs full, but we can't get up to make one dua to Allah. And do you know what? We are awake at that time nowadays. So why don't we, just as we are sitting to eat, we raise our hands and say, Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah. As we are going to wash our faces and to have the little porridge or cereal or what have you that we have there, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ There are those who seek forgiveness at that time of the night. It is far more genuine because our sins are our secrets between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not ever need to confess them to anyone. Unless that sin is connected to a human being, then there's a problem. If you have wronged someone, stolen his money, backbitten about him, cheated, spread rumor about him or her, if you have fought them and done something wrong, you need to go to them first before you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, look, go and clear your record with someone else. Why is it more dangerous to commit a sin against a fellow human? Because they are not Ghafurur Rahim. They are not most forgiving, most merciful. When you ask them, listen brother, forgive me. Nowadays they say, make me maaf. We call it the triple M. Make me maaf. Make me maaf means forgive me. If they want, they can say, no, I'm sorry, I don't want. Wallahi, it's their right. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells every single one of us, listen to what he says in Surah An-Nur to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه was being told that you should not make a promise that you are never going to spend on this individual solely because they spread a rumor about your daughter. Rather, you forgive them. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? Now, from that what we learn is that when we want Allah to forgive us, He will forgive us more readily if we forgive others. If we forgive others, Allah will forgive us. Someone did something heavily against you. You can find it within you to forgive them. Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely look at that as a very, very powerful deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives those who forgive one another. But still, it is your right not to forgive. If you don't want, no problem. If the person has oppressed you more than once, twice, thrice, then it's your right to say, listen, we'll sort it out on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us live in the midst of such devils who can continue oppressing us again and again. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide ourselves and guide them as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how important it is to admit your sin. And listen to what he says in Surah At-Tawbah.
وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
There are some others who have mixed their deeds. They've got good deeds, but they've mixed those good deeds with some bad deeds also. But they have admitted that they have bad deeds. Allah says, when they turn to us, inshallah, we will forgive them. It is more likely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive such people. So we are from amongst those, definitely, who have good deeds. We hope we have good deeds. And we also admit to our faults and to our weaknesses. And we still ask Allah's forgiveness. And at the same time, Allah says, if you admit your errors and your faults, and you try your best to turn to me, you promise, then inshallah, I will forgive you. Allah says, there's no reason why I won't forgive you. So, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the issue of istighfar and tawbah. They are both mentioned in one verse. In fact, in a few places, both istighfar and tawbah are mentioned. So what is the difference between istighfar and tawbah? Istighfar is to seek forgiveness, and tawbah is to return to Allah. So first you do istighfar, which means you seek forgiveness, then you do tawbah, which means then you return to Allah. So a person says, Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness. And then they stand on the straight path, that is the correct way of doing things. But a person who says, Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness, and they are still standing on the wrong path, they are not genuine. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud,
وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ.
Subhanallah. Listen to the term wadood, which is used. Allah is most loving. He is most loving. Subhanallah. So here Allah says, mentioning what some of the prophets have told their people, and this is an instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson is for all of us. Seek forgiveness and then return to your Creator, for indeed He is most merciful, most loving. Look at the word Allah uses. Most loving. If Allah is most loving, do you think He can punish us when we have sought forgiveness? Whenever you say, Oh Allah, forgive me, it is written down. That statement will never be deleted. When you die, you will see that statement. Allahu Akbar. That statement will bear witness for you. Ya Allah, I was uttered by the mouth of this person. Ya Allah, forgive him. Subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really to show us His mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and this is the verse of ultimate mercy. The verse of ultimate mercy in Surah Az-Zumar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and inform my worshippers. Those from amongst them who have transgressed against themselves, they have committed heavy sins. Go and tell them, never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed Allah will forgive every single sin of yours, because He is most forgiving, most merciful. That is what Allah says. Which means to lose hope in the mercy of Allah renders a person in the clutches of shaitan. If someone says, I've committed too many sins, I've got no hope, they have become worshippers of shaitan. May Allah protect us. Because shaitan promised Allah to say, you are most forgiving, I will show you, they won't even seek forgiveness from you. They'll seek forgiveness from everyone else and they'll even lose hope in your mercy. Allahu Akbar. The most merciful is the quality of Allah. How dare we doubt that quality of our own Creator? We can't do that. We need to have hope in His mercy. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Allah is saying in these verses in Surah Az-Zumar, these are by far the most powerful verses when it comes to hope in the mercy of Allah. He says, never ever lose hope in my mercy. But we need to turn to Allah. And that is why the very next verse, we've already read it slightly earlier in this talk, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turn before it is too late. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a turning point tonight, here and now. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become the best of people, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us yet another aspect of mercy in the Quran. Do you know that the angels are making dua for forgiveness for myself and yourselves? Are you aware of that? Which angels? The angels who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels who are holding up the arsh according to the Quran.
الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
Those who are holding the arsh, how they are doing it only Allah knows. Who they are only Allah knows. We are not allowed to go into that discussion. All we know is there are angels known as Hamalatul Arsh. Those angels, they believe in Allah and they are seeking forgiveness for the believers, saying, Ya Allah, forgive those who are seeking forgiveness. Forgive those from amongst the believers who are seeking forgiveness.
فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا.
Oh Allah, forgive those who are seeking forgiveness. Imagine the angels are seeking forgiveness for myself and yourselves. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Shura about the angels' dua.
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
The angels, they are declaring the praise of Allah and they are seeking forgiveness for all those on earth. لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The angels, they know Allah's punishment and they know Allah's mercy. And they are seeking forgiveness for those on earth. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We are sitting here, sometimes we haven't even turned yet. We don't realize the action of the angels. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from that mercy of His. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how powerful it is to make a dua. To pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ask for forgiveness. And we will spend a few moments with this because we need to learn these du'as and we need to know them. Listen to what Allah says in Surah Al Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding certain people, they were forgiven because they uttered the following words. And Allah says,
الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
They are from amongst the people. Those who will be forgiven by Allah, they are the ones who have uttered the words, O Allah, إِنَّنَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا. We have believed. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. So forgive us. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And save us from the punishment of the fire. Allah says, He will forgive those people. If they make that statement genuinely, we will forgive them. In the same surah, Allah says, regarding certain people who were forgiven,
وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ.
They did not make any other statement besides this one here.
إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Oh Allah, forgive our sins. And forgive the extravagance that we have engaged in. And grant us steadfastness. Make our feet steadfast. And assist us against the disbelievers so that we should not become disbelievers and that they are never ever victorious over us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have forgiven them. We gave them goodness in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. So that is a dua. If we read it, we will get goodness inshallah in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dua of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And this is mentioned in a few surahs. We will speak about the one in Surah Al-A'raf. Allah says, Qala, which means Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, may peace be upon them too. Allah says, they said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, O our Rabb, we have indeed oppressed ourselves. Wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna, and if you are not going to forgive us, and if you are not going to have mercy on us, lanakunanna minal khasirin, then we will definitely be the losers. So ya Allah, forgive us. Allah says, we forgave them there and then, straight away. Subhanallah. So this is Allah. This is His mercy. These words, they have worked in the past. These words have been uttered by others, and they have worked. So if we repeat the same words that worked once upon a time, surely there is a greater chance of the same words working again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deeper understanding. Listen to what Allah says in Surah Al-Mu'minun. He tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Rabb, forgive and have mercy, for you are definitely the most merciful. Subhanallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the same words, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us. Another aspect of forgiveness, Allah says, Subhanallah, this is a lesson we learn. You need to make dua for the forgiveness of others as well. Ya Allah, forgive all the believers. Ya Allah, forgive my parents. Ya Allah, forgive the parents of the others. Ya Allah, forgive my children. Ya Allah, forgive my brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, forgive my family members. Ya Allah, forgive my wife or my wives. Ya Allah, forgive my offspring, and so on. We need to make dua for others. Because if you take a look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, both in Surah Ibrahim as well as in Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of their respective du'as. And both of them made du'as for their parents as well as for the rest of the believers. Listen to what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh Allah, forgive me and forgive my parents and forgive all the believers the day you take the accounts, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. Listen to what Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam said. He says, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents, and forgive any believing male or female who has entered my house, and forgive all the other believing males and females. Allahu Akbar. This was a dua of the prophets. What does it cost us to make dua for others? Do you know when you make a dua for someone else, the angels say Ameen to that dua? So if you say, Ya Allah, forgive them, the angels are saying, Oh Allah, grant him same, grant him the same. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant us goodness. Sometimes we become so stingy when someone is getting something similar to us, we don't want. Someone has a vehicle and someone offers us a similar vehicle, we say, no, I want a better one, I want a different one. Subhanallah. There is a joke on a lighter note, I think I should share it. People are looking very serious today. They say there was a man who had 3 wishes on condition that his worst enemy was to be given double that which he wished. So whatever he wanted, he would have got, but his worst enemy was to get double. I'm showing you stinginess of man, how stingy man is. Even though he is getting what he wants, he doesn't want his enemy to get more. Come on, you said you want 1 billion rands, you get 1 billion. If he gets 2 billion, so what? That's him. So the first thing he asked for, a beautiful house. So he got a beautiful house and his enemy got a double beautiful house. Even more beautiful. Subhanallah. He looked and he was gritting his teeth. Wow. It shouldn't have happened. That's how stingy man is. So the second wish, he wished for the most merchandise he could have ever had. A large amount. He got that huge amount, a mountain full. His enemy got 2 mountains full. He's looking and he says, hey, now I've got everything I want. I got a beautiful home. I got a mountain full of wealth. But my enemy is across the road there. I can't stand that. He says, okay, my third wish, just scare me half to death. So he was scared half to death and he wanted his enemy to be scared to death itself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. That is how man is. And this is the difficulty with man. that we are taught that when you pray for someone else, the angels are making a similar prayer for you. And who is better in prayer? Us or the angels? Definitely the angels. So there's a better prayer being made for yourself. So learn to pray for others. Ya Allah, grant them. Ya Allah, this man with a business across the road, give him barakah. The angels are saying, Allah, give that man even more barakah. Subhanallah. Are we ready to do that? That's the sign of a believer. When our iman is weak, we tend to fight. That man, look, send your people, go across the road. Everybody who's going to his shop, divert them here. May Allah protect us. Sustenance is in the hands of Allah. Yes, you are allowed to employ methods to lure the customers, but not dirty cutthroat tactics in order to lure people away from others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it's important that we seek forgiveness for others as well. We've heard the verses. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should also request others to make dua for us, for forgiveness. Listen to what happened. In Yusuf alayhi salam's story, beautiful story which we read tonight in Taraweeh. The sons, they tell the father,
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ
They said, O our father, seek forgiveness for us. We made a very big mistake. We committed a big sin. Oh, our father, seek forgiveness for us. He was a prophet. He sought forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. Subhanallah. So it's important sometimes there's a pious person, a person whom inshallah we feel that they are good or they've engaged in good deeds, your parents and so on. You ask them, make dua for forgiveness. Not just make dua for me. The most important dua, the most important prayer is that for forgiveness. Not for money and for everything else. Forgiveness. If Allah forgives you, the rest will fall in place. So we ask people for forgiveness. We don't ask them in the sense that we don't make the dua to them, but we make the dua to Allah, or we ask them to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is permissible in Islam. In fact, it is a good deed. It is meritorious when you go to someone and seek forgiveness from them, or you ask them to make a dua for you. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that to one of his companions, La tansana fi du'aik. Don't forget us in your du'as. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding. And I am here asking you not to forget me, inshallah, in your du'as. We ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask you also to seek the same for myself and for everybody else, inshallah. So we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us again to say that now if you have asked someone for forgiveness, say those who asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to seek forgiveness for them, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought forgiveness for some. Allah says, if they themselves did not repent and are not remorseful of what they did, there's no point in anyone asking for forgiveness for them. And we mentioned these verses a few nights back when we spoke of the hypocrites. Listen to what Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah about the hypocrites.
استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم تستغفر لهم سبعين مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم.
Seek forgiveness for them or don't seek forgiveness for them. Even if you seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah won't forgive them because they themselves don't want the forgiveness. So that is why we need to cleanse our hearts of hypocrisy. We need to ask for forgiveness. We need to admit our sins firstly. Then those who seek forgiveness on our behalf, inshallah, it will also be accepted because we ourselves have turned first. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to tell us, and this is extremely important, that when we make dua, we don't make dua for hypocrites, number one. Unless we are making dua that Allah guide them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, and may He never make us from amongst them. Then we don't make dua for mushrikeen, those who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are earning the anger of Allah. If they've passed away on that condition, we don't make dua for them. That's the injunction of the Quran.
مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى.
Allah says it is not for the Prophet or for the believers to seek forgiveness for the mushrikeen, even if they are relatives. However, whilst they are alive, we are allowed to seek dua or to make a dua for them for guidance. Ya Allah, guide them. Ya Allah, we ask you to guide all those who are associating partners with you to the right path, and we ask you to make us from those who will never associate partners with you, who will worship you alone, Ya Allah. Because the very next thing I want to mention is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's one thing He won't forgive. One thing He won't forgive. And that is, if a person dies on the condition of shirk, which means he has associated partners with Allah and he did not seek forgiveness whilst he was alive. If he seeks forgiveness whilst he was alive, he will be forgiven because he falls under the other verse. But if he died in the condition where he was associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a polytheist, and he did not seek forgiveness, Allah says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ.
Allah will never forgive someone who died in the condition of associating partners with Allah and did not seek forgiveness, but Allah will forgive besides that whatever He wishes to forgive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all goodness, and this verse is in Surah An-Nisa. Then I'm going to quickly go through the different means of earning forgiveness. There are certain deeds, when you do them, automatically you get forgiven. There are certain deeds, when you do them, automatically you are forgiven. The first deed is for a non-Muslim to know that the minute he enters the fold of Islam, he is forgiven completely. He starts with a new slate. But there is a little bit of explanation which a lot of people forget to tell the non-Muslims who are entering or reverting or converting. And that is, did you know that when a non-Muslim is turning to Islam, the evil is wiped out, but the good is not wiped out. The good comes with them. They carry it through. Subhanallah. Allah never ever wastes your good deeds. If you did good deeds in the past, they are carried through. What happens is your bad deeds are wiped out. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us, inshallah, goodness. And we should promote this word to those who've accepted Islam, that whatever good you did before, it will come through. It is carried through. But whatever bad you did, you are forgiven. Subhanallah. And that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same applies with myself and yourselves. When we seek forgiveness, when we say you're starting as the day you were born, it does not mean that your good is wiped out. It means the bad is wiped out. That is what is meant by it. When you go for Hajj, that's a deed. Allah speaks about going for Hajj. When you go for Hajj, then obviously you will return as pure as the day you were born. It doesn't mean that you start with no good deeds. Your good deeds are all there. But the bad deeds, the record of bad deeds is as clear as the day you were born. I hope we understand that, inshallah. So, the deeds that we can engage in, inshallah, and we should be engaging in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, good character and conduct automatically results in a person's minor sins being forgiven. Subhanallah.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Allah says, those who had manners when it came to speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those with character and conduct, Allah tested them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them is forgiveness. So the Mufassireen have explained that good character and conduct will make you arrive in heaven. One narration says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, tell us which deeds are the deeds that will result most in people entering heaven. So the maximum number of people entering heaven, what made them enter heaven? So he said, two deeds. Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. Good deeds, meaning, sorry, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. And number two, good character and conduct. Subhanallah. So when you are good character, conduct, you speak well, you are honest, you are a very, very reliable, good, decent person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that itself will result in Allah's mercy descending upon you. Ana wa husnul khuluqi wa sahibul husnul khuluqi kahatayni fil jannah. That may be a narration. Some have questioned its authenticity, but the meaning is correct. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is said to have said that myself and the one who has good character and conduct, we will be like this in paradise. Which means very close to each other. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us mercy. Then if a person utters the truth and speaks that which is upright all the time, Allah says we will forgive them. Listen to what Allah says in Surah Al-Ahzab.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا.
O you who believe, be conscious of your Creator and only utter that which is upright.
يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will make pure your deeds. He'll purify your deeds just because of your truthfulness and just because of your good words, just because you uttered that which was upright, and He will forgive your sins, for indeed He is most forgiving, most merciful. Those who fulfill their salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that in Surah Al-Isra.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا.
Those who constantly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we will forgive them. In fact, the term awwabin is also used to refer to those who fulfill salah at a certain time of the evening. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to read extra salah, not only the farad, but even some extra salah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, to believe and do good deeds, I'm sure we all know that that will automatically forgive your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in fact, and this is a very powerful verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want to show you my mercy. When you turn to me, if you return and from that day you do good deeds, I won't only forgive you. No, my mercy dictates that I will take all the bad deeds you have done throughout your life, and I will convert them into good deeds on the right side of the scale. So when you come on the day of Qiyamah, the goodness of your repentance will actually be shown to you, where your bad deeds would have been shown as good deeds. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And there is a reason for this. Read what the Mufassireen say. Some of them have mentioned a very interesting point. They say, the more sins you have, the more difficult it is for you to repent, because shaitan massages you even more. When you are deep in sin, it's harder for you to come out. You know, they say, subhanallah, when a person is engrossed in something for years on end, it's very hard to take them out of that. So if they have to come out, Allah says, we're not going to waste that coming out. You deserve us to take all that evil, and we will actually turn it and put it on the other side of the scale, and you will now have good deeds. So on the day of judgment, you will see charities, you will see salah, you will see zakah, you will see hajj, you will see so many deeds. You say, Ya Allah, where did this come from? Is it my deeds? And Allah will say, no oppression today. Listen to what I said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Furqan,
إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ.
Those who return to Allah and do good deeds thereafter, Allah says, for them, we will convert their bad deeds into good deeds. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Allahu Akbar. Now, can anyone compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us that if we are to engage in sincere repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive us even after having committed a sin. Many people commit immorality. People have committed adultery. People have committed so many sins. They lose hope sometimes. The females lose hope. The males lose hope. People have now got to a situation whereby they are engrossed in sin. Allah says, if you have committed the sin of immorality, referring to adultery as well as all other immoral deeds, Allah says, and if at that moment you remembered Allah, you regretted, and you turned to Allah and you asked Him forgiveness, He says, not only will we grant you forgiveness, but if you remain steadfast thereafter, we will open the doors of paradise for you. Yes, you who committed that sin, that adultery, that immorality. Listen to what Allah says. And He uses the word al-fahisha, which means immorality.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ.
Those who have committed immorality or evil, and they then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness for their sins. The verses continue, and I will skip a little bit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them is forgiveness, for them is paradise, for them shall be the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. Ulaik. Amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. And this verse has a lot of mercy in it, because many people have engaged in immorality. Shaitan comes to them and tells them, now there's no hope for you. That is an insult to the Creator. If you are willing to turn, if you are really regretting, Allah says, we will wipe it out. Not only that, we will convert it into a good deed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all forgiveness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and this is something extremely important, that whenever any person has committed any form of oppression, if they are to seek forgiveness immediately thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He will indeed forgive them. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Naml.
إِلَّا مَنْ ظَلَمَ ثُمَّ بَدَّلَ حُسْنًا بَعْدَ سُوءٍ فَإِنِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
There is an exception for those who have oppressed. Meaning Allah won't punish those who have oppressed and they have started doing good deeds after they have done bad deeds. Allah says for them, we will be very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. In fact, the mercy of Allah encompasses everything.
وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ.
Allah says, my mercy is definitely broader and wider and it encompasses absolutely everything. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Remember tonight, we spoke about the mercy of Allah, His forgiveness. These are the nights of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make these du'as. Let us turn to Allah. Let us never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us turn a leaf. Remember, let's not go back into our bad ways and habits. We have received so much good news. We have received so much hope. And I'm sure every single one of us is feeling so good about being a Muslim. Islam rotates around forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities rotate around forgiveness and mercy. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us with the messengers. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.